Real Big Fish, cheer up on Island 106.9 WIISQS. That's like the happiest morning song ever. Good morning, y'all. AWOL Nation, before that, Not Your Fault. The Glorious Sons did Panic Attack. EOB, Shangri-La. And way back when, Barnes Courtney, You and I love that song. We play the most and the best alternative rock right here on Island 106.9. It's Too Early. That's the name of the show. And I'm Gwen Filosa, and I'm super excited to be on time. And my guest today is someone who wants to talk about car-free Key West and the Duval Loop. The City Commission meets tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and one of the agenda items is they're going to talk about whether to add a fare to the Duval Loop, which has always been free, $1 a ride for tourists or non-residents. If you're local, you could show your ID to say that you live in Key West, and that wouldn't change. And the Duval Loop, of course, is the free bus that loops around and drops you off at certain points. And should they add a fee to it? Chris Hamilton, how you doing?
Good morning. It's too early, Gwen.
It's so early.
Way too early.
I woke up and I was like, it's a lot of Bustelo. A lot of Cafe Bustelo,
okay.
Which isn't really good for you. Sorry, Bustelo people. Duval Loop, you worked at the city as the bicycle and pedestrian coordinator at a time when the Duval Loop came up. So you helped install it.
It did. You know, to this day, I remember my interview for that job. And I had moved down to Key West and they advertised the job. And I went in and talked to the planning director, Thaddeus Cohen. And he had a map on his whiteboard, and then he started drawing, and it was downtown. And he said, look, I don't want you to be just the bike guy. We want to talk about a holistic transportation solution downtown. He said, there's always been traffic congestion. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. People are always complaining. People are always fighting. It's residents against visitors. It's full-timers against part-timers. And he said, we got to get more people off the street. So get them walking, get them biking. Of course, you're the bike coordinator. He said, but this is my vision. And he had been talking to the then director of transportation or Key West Transit about some ideas. The state had given the city some grant money, but they hadn't used it yet. And it could be used for a circulator, and so a startup fund, if you were. And so it paid like most of the cost in the first year. And Thaddeus drew out what became the Duval Loop on his whiteboard, and he said, if we can get people on this loop and get them to all the restaurants and shops, then they won't take their car and go from here to here and here to here and there to there. And he had me hooked. And I've told that story before because I took that job because I bought into that vision of a less cluttered downtown. And so that's how the Duval Loop started, was a couple of the staff people just trying to declutter things.
And it worked. I mean, according to city staff, 400,000 rides last fiscal year. That's
410,000. More than all
insane.
The other routes, plus the Lower Keys shuttle combined.
What?
And in fact, it was 330 the year before. In the 10-year, the commission just adopted a 10-year plan in October for Key West Transit. And in the 10-year plan for Key West Transit, they only showed the Duval Loop in 2029 doing about 340,000 customers. So in less than a year, they went way past that, all the way up to 400,000 customers. When I walk around town, you know, I used to work at the West Winds over by the seaport. Mm-hmm. I worked at the oldest house. And when I talk to people, it is universally, whether it's a visitor, a part-time visitor, or a downtown worker, beloved. People mm-hmm. are proud that the city did such an amazing job coming up with a simple formula. And that simple formula is predicated on free,
mm-hmm.
frequent. The bus comes every 15 to 20 minutes, so you don't need a schedule. You don't have to hand out all these paper
nice.
And stuff. If you wait, it's going to be there within 15 minutes. And simple, free, frequent, and simple. And the simple part is that it's a simple route. It just makes a big loop along Whitehead. On one side and then back up United and then back down Simonton, all the way down to the seaport and then along Caroline Street, hits Zero Duval. It now goes into Truman Waterfront Park.
What?
Yeah, yeah. They made that change about a year in, so they...
That's great.
So it hits all of downtown in this nice little loop, and residents use it. It's about one-third people who live here and work here versus two-thirds visitors.
Well, especially if you don't have a car, you could, and you live downtown. I mean, it could pop you over to where, you know, the Truman Waterfront Park. Most good ideas are simple, and it's a pretty simple plan.
Yeah, and it was always predicated. Allison Higgins, the city's sustainability coordinator, has a great saying that people use, and it's "set it and forget it." And of course, if you remember Ron Popeil and his chicken, you know, he would put it in it, and you set it and you forget it because it does all the cooking for you. So that was the idea about parking in Key West.
Oh.
We still realized that a lot of people do drive down here, and even workers will bring their car. But what mm-hmm. when you have a car, you have a tendency to want to use it, right?
Yeah.
Allison always said, set it and forget it. So you come to one of our garages, and if you go to City of Key West website, all over their garage page is park at the Grinnell Street Garage. And then take our free circulator bus all downtown. You don't need the car. So there's this whole mindset that we're bringing people downtown, even if they have the car. And then we're going to get them around, either if they're not going to walk and bike, which we'd prefer they do,
mm-hmm.
then we'll give them a ride on the bus, and it's easy. And that way they're not taking that car out. And that helps keep downtown congested. I mean, try imagining 410,000 trips. Now, if only a quarter of those reverted to, you know, driving around and trying to park.
Correct.
That's still a lot more.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And doesn't South Beach have one of those?
Like, they do.
I've taken they that do. Years ago, and it was so nice.
Yeah, that Miami has a bunch of different free shuttles up and down that corridor. All the little localities have free downtown circulators and things like that.
Because I know I took it to the beach, and it was just so easy.
Right, and you don't.
And I had a car there.
Aha, see? Yeah, so I think the whole point is most people think, from the reaction I've seen on Facebook, mm-hmm. Hundreds of people have said, hey, just leave it alone. It works. Don't muck with it. You probably know better than me. I haven't used the e-comment system on the city website that often.
I haven't seen I think it works. Not everyone at the city's mad at me. It works.
So for the whole agenda on Tuesday, there's 20. When I checked
That's a ton.
There were 23.
Usually it's one comment.
Comments. 22 were about item 7, which is the Duval Loop. Every single one of them said, please leave it alone. Don't impose a fare. And these are all residents. We would be exempted from the fare. So I think somebody thought, 410,000 trips at $1 a piece, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get it. It's like we're in this economic downturn.
Correct.
The city is looking for revenue. So I don't think there's any malice somebody is at the city and thinking, all right, there's 410,000
people. Always
looking
for revenue sources, right, of course.
Right.
That's their job.
And especially now. I just don't think they're thinking about it holistically. The city commission should have had an open forum and said, give us your 50 best revenue producing ideas. What could we charge? What could we change? What could we upsell? And they could say to the residents, what are 50 things we could cut?
Well, yeah, because they just raised parking, and you know, that wasn't that long ago, and they're supposed to be adding pay stations to South Roosevelt Boulevard, which I don't know if they're up
they
yet.
They did.
They're there?
At the beach.
Okay, so they're there.
Yeah, over in
use it the other day.
And over at Casa Marina. But
That's there. They added pay stations. The courthouse is supposed to be turning into all the places that locals, and they've given locals, you know, some free time at these places, not all of them, but... like I like to park at the Simonton fire station or, right. you know, and walk around or, the, you know, there's other places I'm not going to mention. I'm teasing. But yeah,
we keep those secret.
Parking is where they make tons of money.
Yeah, I think it was over $8 million
it's millions in
revenue last year. And rightly, there was an increase a couple years ago in the parking fee. And that went into what they call a transportation alternatives fund. And that mm-hmm. alternatives fund then helps fund the operations of the Duval Loop. So
okay. And some of it went to affordable housing.
No parking money is coming in. I get it. Yeah. Yes, you're right. That was
some of it was an affordable housing fund. And again, you know, it's tough times. Do you think are there four votes that's going to pass it? I mean, adding a dollar to the Duval, charging tours. And also, who has cash?
who wants to use
that's
cash?
What a friend of mine said. They're like, who's gonna have a I can think of people that aren't gonna have a buck on them, you know, because they haven't hit the ATM or the tourists or non-residents, you know. Again, residents can ride for free, but most people that ride it are from out of town.
Yeah, right. Okay. And I think that's a barrier,
and we nickel and dime a lot of tourists. They, you know, we It's to me, it's a nickel and dime, and that's just my opinion. I can have it on here. That it's just like adding one more thing to, you know, to get yeah. when you're already here paying $5 an hour to park at Mallory, or you're paying, you know, the taxes on your, you know, stuff like that, and that can turn off visitors too. Can be like, oh, probably not.
People have suggested a donation box.
That's a good idea.
Pay what you can, something like that.
Give the city donations. They could put those up all over. Just like, give us your money. Thank you, the city.
True, but people love that silly little loop.
And people love that loop, and it's pink and blue, and it's happy, and it's not bad.
It's air conditioned.
It's not bad to be. I've been behind it several times. It's not that bad.
No,
it pops along. It's not just slithering.
And someday they'll have cute little electric Duval Loop buses.
Oh,
and
so that's so cute. You know, that's the cutest.
That would be the dream, anyway.
And one question, because you used to work in the, you know, transportation area for the city. Do golf carts, is it a law that they have to have their turn signal on the whole time without turning?
Yes.
I got the police chief to say yes, too. It was hilarious. He just said yes. And because what about those golf carts? Are those good for the, are some of them, they're not all electric, are they?
No, they're not.
Some of them are gas, which I didn't know. I thought they were all like little golf carts. But are those good for the environment? Or
if it's electric, it should be better than a diesel or, you know, a gas burning engine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scooters always puzzles me. I'm like, why do we have gas powered scooters when there's plenty of electric versions?
And they're nice.
Yeah, and those would get people
around town.
I want
one of those zaps.
Yeah,
because it has three wheels, Chris. And then, you know, I'm afraid to bike. And I got a bike, though. Someone loaned me a beater, and it's a really good bike. It's heavy.
And so now you bike everywhere, right?
Well, it just sits in the... I rode it on Flagler, and then there's grates in the road. What if you hit a grate?
You'll be fine. You know what I see a lot? And you should get
I'm going to ride it
today.
You should
get one for Pedro. Is the little cart for the dog.
The cart for the dog. He would like that because he's 12 now and he doesn't like to walk. He can.
Oh, so you're using your driving, your poor dog as an excuse to drive around town. Okay.
No, we don't go. He's very busy at home these days, working at home. But I think that people love to bike here. And don't we have a high percentage of bicyclists? For work, people that use it for, I can't remember.
From what I know, 20%, according to like census data or something like that, 20% of people that live in Key West bike to work.
That's a lot for this country.
It's one of the best, what we call mode splits in the country. Yeah. I think one of the problems is that, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, and people are very nostalgic these days.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that, right. And so they're like, this is
what it used to be. I can drive my bike down Duval.
Right. And so, people are just nostalgic for those old times because it was.
It's been fun. I've been to Duval and walked around up and down, and you don't get behind tourists doing that slug walk.
Right, right. But people used to live and work in Key West. And
yeah.
The majority of our workers in Key West now live in the county.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so so it's been a total flip from the 70s and 80s. And so, and most of those people are going to drive. I mean, Stock Island, you could bike here, but a lot of people don't. And so,
you did. Didn't you live?
I did. I lived on Stock Island and I biked downtown.
You kind of had to, though. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, I did.
That would be. I drive my SUV. I'm just teasing. You don't have an SUV. Now,
we don't have a car.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, you don't need one here.
No.
What about groceries, though?
I go to see Jimmy Weekly twice a week, and one big bag fits in my basket. That's all I need.
You're good. You're good. You're a Faustos fan. Now, let me ask you about Car-Free Key West, and what are the principles, what are the goals, and how can people get involved?
Well, they can go to our Facebook page.
You have just a great Facebook. You're really good at Facebook.
Thank you.
Not everyone is. Sometimes you look on a Facebook page and it doesn't tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
Or how to get. But how did it come about?
I guess since I don't work at the city anymore, I still wanted to contribute, you know, a little bit of the so-called knowledge that I have in the area. And I run the page with Roger McVeigh, a local Key West guy who's very involved in lots of things. He does a ton of good in the community, and he encouraged me to do it. And it's just about if we can shine a light on good practices that promote walking, that promote biking, and that promote good transit, and then show some of the bad stuff that happens when you don't do that. Mm-hmm. That we could make a contribution to the conversation here, because I think for years the conversation has been dominated by people who drive, and it's just because, you know, all of city management drives, most of the politicians we know.
They like to drive.
They like to drive, and so do their friends, and so that's what they hear. And that's what their experience is, and there's a whole other side to Key West, where there's tons of us that don't have cars. There's about 25% of the people who are residents who don't own cars.
I know a few. They have a trike, or they have a bike, or they live, and they one thing is, Commissioner Billy Wardlow once told me he'd never taken a cab his whole life. Isn't that adorable? I was just like, you're missing out on a whole subculture of cab riding frustration. Yeah. Especially in a big city. He said, no, I like to drive. And I had never really thought about that. Like people who travel when you're at the airport, you see people and they're like, give me a map and I'm going to drive. And I'm like, why are you driving here? I mean, you could at least take rideshare if you're staying up island. And
yeah,
I don't get
to your destination and then explore on foot. I mean, whenever I visit a city, that's
it's not an easy town. If you're not from, well, even if you're from here, not an easy town to navigate. Or there's no, you know.
Oh, the east-west thing has always confused me.
It's very confused. I'm just like, it's not some simple grid. And
actually, it is kind of simple.
Okay. It's an island. Don Craig used to say, it's an island. People know how to get around.
Right. You're eventually going to hit water.
I lose my car at the Ross parking lot. Okay. I get confused.
I do. I think you're right. It is more confusing in a car.
In a car. Yeah, you're right. When I walk, I can kind of make sense of the island a little bit better than when. And I like to walk. I'm going to ride my bike today just for you.
Yay.
I'm going to ride it to go get a Red Bull. So it's going to be a little.
Is DQ opening up today?
Are they?
I don't know.
We have to find out.
I mean, today's a big day for the island. There's going to be people opening up, and it'll be surprising to see who opens up and who doesn't, who's going to wait for the tourists.
I've talked to people on both sides. Some people say they can't afford to open. They're going to keep doing delivery or takeout, limited. And then a bunch of restaurants on Duval are going to be open. I'm going to be out there talking to them all. And some retail. Some boutiques are like, you know what, we're going to go ahead and...
I need to get a Mom's Day card, so I'm waiting for InTouch to open up back.
I know. And Ross has to reopen because I need nothing. I just like to go there and buy t-shirts. I'm like, I need this.
So one of the good things the city's done during the downturn is they've been sort of in anticipation of, repaving Duval Street.
Mm-hmm.
They've rebuilt most of the intersections between Zero Duval. They have. And Truman, and then they've like tore up chunks of the street and the curb and gutter, and they've been doing great.
That corner of Sloppy Joe's is different, and the ADA compliant cuts in the sidewalk, and it looks a lot nicer. They still need to power wash, Chris.
I saw some city crews out there, but
maybe they'll wait till they're done, because there are parts of it that they haven't repaved the street. Obviously, it's a little rough.
And that was supposed to happen last week, and it still hasn't happened. So now that the businesses are opening up,
it's kind of unfortunate. And it was such a great idea. They were going to do it anyway, but like in August or something. So were always going to do it, but they were like, let's get started. It's kind of like the Kalki Channel Bridge project has turned into nothing because we're not. You know, but I mean, who knows when that's going to get done. So 6 months, the state says. Chris Hamilton is my guest today, and he is from Car Free Key West. And we're talking about the Duval Loop. The city tomorrow is going to probably take a vote, unless they postpone it, which they can always do, to whether to add a fare, the free Duval Loop, make it $1 for non-residents, tourists, I'm sure they're aiming at, saying they 410,000 rides last fiscal year. That's just, I still can't get over that number. That's a success.
It's a huge success. And, you know, they got free and frequent painted on the side of the buses.
Smart. And it's pink. Sorry. It's pink and blue.
And it's a cute little hop on and hop off. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to queue up and all that stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to have a card or thing. And not that I have an opinion on it. I see both sides. But at the same time, I just can see people being frustrated or not having $1, you know, and being like, you know, I thought it was free. It's always been free. It's hard to change things like that.
It is. And I remember when we were starting the service, I went to the chamber and did a presentation. I went to the Lodging Association, the Business Guild. I walked up and down the corridor. I talked to hotel people, and universally, they loved that thing. And in fact, the people at Zero Duval lobbied to get the bus to come closer to their place because they thought it was unfair that people staying there had to walk two blocks to Caroline to pick up the bus. And so that eventually changed. So I think the city really had a compact with the business community and the retailers.
I never thought about that, because they got input from went around and talked to everybody.
And the sad thing is, they're not here right now. None of the hotels are here. Mm. The management.
Oh, that's right.
And so the city is sort of like imposing this fundamental change on a real economic driver for the downtown. And they haven't even consulted with the hotels and the businesses and the lodging industry that really depends on it and promotes it. And that's one of the things I get from the comments a lot.
I never thought about that. Not a great time to do a switch.
No.
People involved, stakeholders, they call them, aren't here or aren't. But yeah, we'll find out if there's four votes on the 7-member commission tomorrow. 5 o'clock is the start time. It's on Public Access TV, 99 on UVerse, 77 on Comcast. I watch it online. So I can see everybody, like, because it looks like all the squares and stuff.
Oh, like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, and they fixed the audio, because it was horrendous the first meeting. Sorry, everybody. They all got mad at me. They're like, I can't believe, because they're all congratulating. We did a Zoom meeting. I'm like, I do one every day, okay, with my friends. It's not, I'm teasing.
Do they sing
city.
The Brady Bunch song?
They don't sing. No. They don't sing. But it's fun to see all the backgrounds. So far, Greg Davila is winning, because he had the southernmost point. But Sam Kaufman, I think, had a beach thing. That's what I'm focusing on, is the commissioner's choice of backgrounds.
Now, how about your background?
Mine is just my blank wall with the leveler blinds.
I didn't mean to bring that up.
Now, a couple of people want me to put up a Conk Republic flag or maybe a blue curtain. But I like to go outside, but my neighbors have been renovating. So
I liked your Muhammad Ali.
My friend Kristen Norman did that, and she can do anything. I gave her a picture, and she stenciled it. Thank you. I'm trying to keep the lease.
American icon. I mean,
he's the greatest. But I don't want to put holes in the wall, because I'm a renter.
You can spackle. You'll get your money back.
Okay, because I'm just afraid I'm going to hit the nail, and the whole wall is going to split open, and then I'll go to Narnia. But you just never know. But Chris Hamilton, so obviously you done any comment, or will you appear at the meeting to talk about the Duval Loop? Or
I think I've done enough commenting already.
Okay. I put it up I just thought, well, it's something new on the agenda, and I was kind of surprised the number of people who reacted to it and were not happy. I don't think anybody. I can't remember too many people saying, yeah, that's a good idea. A lot of people were kind of like, eh.
Thank goodness you did what you did, because I wouldn't go and read the city agenda.
It's painful.
Oh, God.
And it popped out at me, and then I kept thinking, and I just, it was interesting to read the history of it and to see what, and of course, again, I don't know, the city staff is their job is to find revenue, and we will see if this has four votes. I don't see four votes, but you never know. I'm always wrong. I'm always like, she won't vote for that. And
yeah, and in a down economy when the city is facing potentially other cuts and losses of revenues everywhere.
Because they haven't cut.
I could see it. People. Absolutely.
They haven't furloughed, like the county furloughed about 61 people, but they haven't. The city says they're trying everything not to do that. So, yeah, again, you make a great point. It is tough times for everybody.
Yeah. But when the tourists come back, I mean, we don't, as you said, we don't want to nickel and dime them and ruin what the good things we do have.
Yeah, well, Chris Hamilton, you've been great. I hope you come back. You're a really good guest.
Oh, I'd love to come back.
And you are awesome. You can come on anytime. I'm always here. You can just drop in.
Cool.
Yeah, Chris Hamilton, have a wonderful, productive day.
You too.
And you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
You have a great shirt on. You have a Washington Nats hat. You're a DC guy. I appreciate it. And so we're going to push on with some music. Bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to push on with some music. We do the news on the 40s, 9:40, 10:40, 11:40, and we'll have some headlines for you, the latest. Monroe County has not reported a new case as of yesterday. We have 80 confirmed positive cases of COVID-19, and we haven't budged from the list of 11 hospitalizations overall. That doesn't mean current, and 3 deaths. And we'll have the weather. We'll have all kinds of stuff coming up. So stick around, and here is 2 Feet. With a question mark song. It's called You. Keep it right here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I really appreciate it. It's great to have you. And I'll be back tomorrow at 8:15. Hayes Blinkman's going to join me. We're going to talk about pop culture and exciting things. And she's super funny. She's going to become a regular. I roped her into it. All right. Take care, everybody. You, 2 Feet on Island 106.9 WIIS Key West.